Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Well, good morning. Morning, evening, wherever you are, whatever the time is, whenever you're listening.
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Just recovering, isn't it? It's been a tough old week.
Yeah. It's not as easy as what we think this life tour, is it, lads?
Like, you don't have to get shit faced, do you? That's a choice, that. That's a choice.
Yeah.
You have a better time, though, don't you?
Yeah.
The only problem is we've set a precedent now, don't we? If you do one in the light, well, the lads are not drinking. That's not really on that. They've drunk at the rest.
Yeah.
That's my excuse anyway.
I blame Chrissy with that bottle of tequila.
I know. Well, the thing is, I'm sensible enough to stay away from that stuff.
But like you said, you set a precedent now.
I know, yeah.
Four shots before showtime.
That's what it was in Sunderland, wasn't it? By the end, I was just sipping out the bottle.
It's not very often, but not often I'm the most sensible in the group, but with this one, I think it's definitely the case.
Oh, they've been good, though, haven't they? Crowds have been great. Class. David Wheater at Middlesbrough.
What an entrance.
Showman.
What an entrance.
He went with the old Stone Cold Steve Austin toucan smash, didn't he?
He did. He did, bless you. And he said, what about your T-shirt? He said, well, they bought it today as well, so... He must not have been bothered about getting it ruined.
My only regret from that night is not taking my ball bag to go with my Ultimate Warrior outfit.
Two stage dives as well, thus far on the tour.
Are you happy with your stage dives? I feel like you weren't.
Sheffield was good. I was happy with Middlesbrough at the time, but when I've watched it back, in my head, it were Nebworth. Do you know what I mean?
When it happened, it was Tamworth.
Yeah.
You give somebody a good kicking in the head as well on your exit.
Yeah.
I've watched the video back.
Well, anybody who's been to the live shows, we hope you've enjoyed them.
Yeah, Manchester double header coming this week.
Thursday, Friday. Are we out afterwards, Friday?
I've spoken to John about this. He said, under no circumstances am I out on Friday, straight to the Chinese buffet, straight to bed, fully recharged, fully fueled, ready for a night on the tiles on Friday.
Oh, yeah, no, Thursday I'm doing that. Thursday I'm going straight to Chinese after.
Yeah, I'll join you.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that'll stop me, because as soon as I've had a lot of Chinese food, I'll be full and I'll just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to them.
And then Liverpool. Oh, by the way,
I'm so unlucky on the Uno's wins, by the way. Tied 10th.
How many did you get?
7, I think. Still made a little bit of profit.
Yeah, 9-1 won it, didn't it?
9-1 it. A guy on his own again. Took a bag of sand home, bless him.
I think he only found out as well when you tweeted it, Chrissy.
Did he? A grand in the bank?
Yeah, he did. He forgot to check his results. He must have had a heavy Saturday night.
Oh, picked him up.
Yeah.
Nice little pick me up.
I was miles away again.
Yeah, I was.
I was miles away again. But yeah, like you said, one winner, £1,000. And I think there was the 9 runners up with 9?
Yeah, 40-odd quid.
Nine runners up with 8, I think, yeah.
8, sorry. 40-odd quid a piece. That's not bad, is it?
Well, if you have a 10-team accumulator and 3 let you down, you usually lost your fiver, haven't you? That's not the case.
Not with this game. So if you're not getting involved already, we've got another one coming up this weekend. 10 fixtures. Pop your fiver in, get your predictions in. And if you like Rob 4790, getting 9 out of 10, right? £1,000.
Happy days.
At least you weren't in the plonkers this week, Johnny.
No, nowhere near them, mate. See, you might have a couple of bad weeks, might have one, bad, two, three bad weeks, but you only need one good one, and it all comes to fruition, doesn't it? Only that one week. I mean, them who've come second, joint second, they've now got from their fiver. They've got another 8 weeks playing that, haven't they?
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you're not downloaded, get on Google Play, the iTunes Store, Who Knows Wins app, and get on the Under the Cosh League. We put it on Twitter every week, the code to get on, or you can usually just find it by searching as well.
You say that, John, but I think a lot of them will have gone for an Indian banquet Saturday night. £40.
Probably, probably. And just done it in and just put another fiver in.
Yeah.
Fair play.
20 payments?
More? Yeah, that's another
that's 40, thing. That's 40 extra podcasts as well, by the way.
Good plug, lads. Good plug.
Yeah, it's almost seamless.
Almost
seamless.
That was funny, wasn't he?
Oh, Matt Patterson.
Old school. I hope you enjoyed the first one. The second one is even better, isn't it?
The Sheffield United, some of the stuff at Sheffield United, well, all of it. I'm not even segregating sections, all of it, but there's a Sheffield United story is brilliant.
Yeah. You said it's starting to come into an era where, well, me, all of us have heard of the lads he's talking about. In the first one, we were, you know, even though they were hilarious, it's always better when you kind of know who he's talking about, innit?
Yeah, I think we need to get some more of them old school ones on. If anybody knows anybody who used to play, who tells a good story down the local, please get in touch.
Get me old man on.
Oh, aye, get him on.
Dust him off.
Alan Bomber Brown. He's on next week, so we haven't got a guest.
will he open up, or will he keep the cards close to his chest?
There'll be certain things he'll probably keep close to his chest, but
you'll have to leave the room every 15 minutes.
But no, we can put the tequila away in Manchester. I'm bringing a bottle of vermouth down.
What's that?
Oh, when you know, you know. You'll know by end of episode.
I was there and I still don't know what he was on about.
Yeah, snap.
But we've still got some tickets available for Liverpool, Leicester and Coventry. If you fancy coming down, there's not many left, mind. Get in quick.
And if you are coming to the shows already, I don't know if I should give it away or not, and you want to volunteer at the start, make sure you come with a willing attitude.
Yeah.
Come with all I'll say.
Loaded gun.
Don't be standing up with your chest puffed out, and then you've got to back it up, haven't you? You've got to give it.
Yeah. There's a few. You're all right. Stood there like Usain Bolt after he's just won Olympics and then running the 100 metres in 15 and a half seconds. It's no
what
good.
About the guy? What about the guy at Middlesbrough? I've only just remembered now. I forgot all about it. Remember? He had his arms out, get me up, and then he shit his pants, he dropped mic and ran off at fire exit.
He did.
Oh, shit, yeah.
In like fire, like lamb.
Exactly. I hope he came in for the rest of the show. I don't like to think that he left and never came back.
I think he did slot back in, but he stood at the back.
Probably wisely.
See, that would have been me 6 weeks ago, I think. See you later, lads.
Not now. Not now. Not Chris Mercury Brown. He's up there performing like Freddy.
He's going to be doing TED Talks by the end of this. Chris Brown's solo tour. He's loving it.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Good fun.
Right, so we get Paddy back in then?
All right, let's get him in.
He's a cracker. Right.
So had you started to feel better yourself, like, you know, when you're saying that the pasta and all the chicken and all that, as a like your actual self as a player, you think, can I feel really good here?
100%, because we bought into it, and we did. After games, we ate proteins and carbs, and before games, we had lots of carbs, and you could feel yourself getting fitter. But I still believe when you're winning games, it's that mentality, isn't it? It's a mental thing. You think, fuck me, winning games, it will go forever. So I think it's a little bit of both there. But 100%. It did educate us. It made us feel a lot better.
How was Owen Coyle?
Coyle, the only person who didn't buy into it because he had the shittest diet come across in your life. he will never pre-match. He had fucking crisps and chocolate bars and Coca-Cola.
Fizzy pop. Yeah.
Fizzy pop, Coca-Cola, crisps, chocolate bars. I kid you not, he would not eat a good meal. He wouldn't. He was fucking like that. And I know you had it on before this, but he was the head tennis champion. And he fucking loved it. Oh, he used to commentate on himself as well. Didn't he? Coyle bang, Coyle bang, getting fucking, oh, Coyle, boom, getting. Fuck off, Coyle. Have a fucking bite.
You boring fucker.
Yeah.
But so did they let him get away with eating Chris and chocolate then? Were he performing well on a...
Well, I don't think it does you any good long term, does it? But if you're eating that sort of shit, it's giving you loads of energy. That's why I never stopped fucking talking and all that. Used to fuel his fucking car. Fuck off, Coyle, give it a rest, you come.
I were at Aidan Davison because we've been told that he's a bit of a wild, a bit of a cracker.
Man. Fucking priceless. As I said before, I got married early, kids. And so when I went to Wanderers, I was 25, mate. So I would like, probably mid-senior pro, if you will, Captain Sensible, been eating all my healthy foods. Everything was fucking brilliant. I used to go home and have a few pints now and again with lads who go out with Mrs. at weekend. So I was there. But then Eddie bought an house in Bolton, Bromley Cross somewhere. Excuse me. And we were going to his house for a housewarming job. No carpets. He wouldn't put carpets down so we'd done fucking job because he knew what was going to happen. It was going to be full of shit and piss and spuke and everything. So, but before we went down, we went to Flag in Bromley Cross.
Yeah.
And Flag used to have a thing, it was called Gallon Club. And you used to get your name written on a fucking piece of paper if you'd done a gallon. But I had a lager drinker, me. And I could drink a few pints of lager, but it was like 2 pints of lager and about, I think it was 6 pints of real ale. Right up to about 7%. So me, Brownie, Tomo, Eddie's in there and one or two others. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fuck me. And I'm saving me a lager to last thinking it's going to be my fucking saviour because I can drink it. But 7%, 6, 7, 8, fucking gone. Me, gallon done. I were fucking...
Name not on the wall.
I were rotten. Oh, no, I've done me gallon.
All right.
I've done me gallon. I lost it in fucking toilet, but I've done it in fucking toilet. But see, this was, so we've done. I've done my gallon, and we've got, and then one of the lads who was with us, a couple of punters come in and started. So us being a little bit leery, a little bit pissed, and because we're footballers, big farmer this lad apparently as well. He walked in, and he's at bar giving us a bit of stick. And one of these lads who used to come in with, they weren't the biggest. He knocked this cunt out. He turned around and went bang, dropped this big farmer on the floor. Fucking hell, didn't see it coming, didn't see him at all. What fucking landlord's gone, you Bolton Wanderers lot, you're a fucking joke. One more pint and you can fuck off, what is. So during this time, I've gone to the toilet, mate. Oh, and I'm fucking poorly. And I'm sat on the bog, I've got my kecks around my knees and it's coming out of both ends. As I'm throwing up, fucking Aidan bursts into the toilet, puts me on his fucking shoulder, and caught me off into the fucking bar room, my ass sticking out of the What are you doing? Let me go. Pull me pants up. Fucking hell. And that was it. We got bored. Not coming here again, you lot, you fucking idiots.
What you saying about McAteer and that, him nutmegging you in the, you treated him how you were treated as a young lad. With that kind of thing going on with the young lads at Bolton initiations and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, it got stopped with Bruce.
Is that when it stopped?
It stopped with Bruce, yeah, because, you know, wherever you've been, you always get young kids. You might, whatever initiation you do, you've got to do something, and some are a bit more brutal than others. So we decided this particular day, we said to young lads, listen, on Friday, come in, you've got to stand on a table, either tell a joke or sing a song. And they thought that were it. So they come in, young lads, and fucking stand on a table, singing a song like it with dog's bollocks, this young lad. Well, we've got this fucking big pot of tea. Remember Big Urns used to have with tea bags in, boiling hot. So we get, as they're singing, we're flicking fucking tea bags at them and they're fucking hitting them and leaving red marks on the fucking... They were bollock naked, by the way. They had to be naked if they were about it. And bang, fucking bang, and fucking spots all over them like, fuck me, and then... Fucking boot polish. Next thing you know, they're fucking on table and they're getting blackballed and the lot. And they're singing, red spots, fucking blackballed. And Bruce come in. What are you doing? What are you fucking doing? You can't do that. Get off that table. You lot, fucking ridiculous. It ends here. No more fucking initiations. Bang, that were it. No more initiations. We can't do it anymore. Fuck me, we missed half a kiss. Fucking best singers we took home. We missed all best singers. Fuck you.
Can you imagine this? Oh. Imagine going to, like, win home. Win home. Have you had a good day at work today, son? Yeah, well, I've had to sing Elton John naked. I'm fucking burnt and look at the state of my balls here, mum. Just covered in fucking boot.
Just imagine him in corner pulling his pants off. Oh. While
they'll make a man of you, son. They'll make a man of you.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
We're crazy, weren't it? Absolutely bonkers, mate. But that were it.
But it's like, I mean, we've spoken about like initiations, probably your generation of and the United Fun and Games, and they say, oh, we've got a bit too much. But
I was PG. It was just a song. You stand up, sing a song, and that's you done.
Yeah.
But that is another level, isn't it?
Oh.
Getting your bollocks. Flicking boiling tea bags at them.
Yeah, it was funny as fuck, to be fair. Fucking hell, John. Fuck me. Don't let the sun go down on me.
How come you missed the playoff final?
Last game of season, playing against Burnley. Went to stop a lad kicking it down line. Got a knee in my thigh. And played on with it. After 10 minutes it happens, but it was dead leg. You know, it's like with dead legs. You play on, don't you? I'll run it off, it'd be fine. Excuse me. So we get through game, and at end of game, we go into an hotel because it's last game of season before playoffs. We go into an hotel of some lads and some girls to have a meal and a few beers. And I remember we sat down and it weren't going away. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, we're getting sorer. And I've only had about 5 or 6 pints. And I've gone to my missus, there's an old girl's room. I said, I need to speak to the physio. So I phone Ewan up and I've gone to Ewan. Ewan, this fucking leg's getting worse. It feels like it's swelling up. He said, right, I'll phone you back in 10 minutes. He phoned me back in 10 minutes. Went right, Beaumont Hospital, we're just a mile down the road, which is what we always use for all private stuff. Met your way to Beaumont Hospital and Banks, you'll come and see you. Now, Banks, who were our sort of resident fucking surgeon, if you will, you know, he'd done a couple of them before. So I went down to see Banksy and he come in, tuxedoed up, he'd been in a wedding. He said, I'm glad you're here. I've been in a wedding, it was fucking shit. I'm on bed last. I said, what about this? And he looked at me, he went, yeah, hematoma, son, I'm going to have to cut you. And I went, it's fucking playoffs. We're playing Wolves in playoffs. I said, I'm going to have to cut you. He said, but I can't cut you yet because you've still got alcohol in your system. So,
and I have.
Yeah, for a fucking point. I said, I'm fucking worried about you, the more you're worried about me. So anyway, it gets about midnight and I wake up morning after and I've got this fucking bandage around my leg and I've got a pipe sticking out for drain. And Mont Berry comes in, Banks, he went, how are you feeling, son? So I'm fucking, you know, I'm all right, but what's it like? He said, oh, it was a bad one. He said, I cut you. He said, from my knee, right up to my fucking hip. It's about a 14-inch scar. He went, I cut you. He said, with that swollen, it jumped out an operating table. You've done your one of your quads. Stitched it up, put it back in, son. 2 more operations, you'll be right. Because if it was that swollen, they couldn't stitch it up. So I'm there for a couple of days, and then Banksy come in to us, and he went, there's someone here that I want you to meet. And fucking door opened, and Tony Corton come wheeling himself into my room.
Goalkeeper, Tony.
Goalkeeper, yeah, big Tony from City. A week previous, he'd done exactly the same. He got his thigh done, but went home, and his physio didn't know about it. He nearly died. He got the fucking blood clot job. They rushed him into hospital. Banksy cut him and, you know, he was okay. And so we sat, we're having a crack and what have you, and Banksy says, I've been in this game for 25 years and I've never done a hematoma on a thigh. And I've done 2 in a fucking week.
Yeah.
And he says, and that's why when I saw you, I know I had to cut you. Because I had a torn you last week.
I've never heard of doing that, have you? For a a bad dead leg?
Well, it's just like it's a blood clot. So they had to, in order to get the blood clot out, they slice you and let it all out before it starts going down your body. And he said, just cut you, because you've got your quads in there, and I say, cut you. He said, it just fell out on the fucking table. He said, put it back in, sort it out. But funny, as daft as it sounds, Alex, the thing I've meant about that is, Blackburn won Premier League that year, and we got promoted to Premier League that year. So when I were let in bed at Beaumont Hospital, I was watching fucking Colin Henry lift the fucking trophy up. So I was fucking chuffed to fuck. And then, obviously, we beat Wolves and then we went down to Wembley and we beat Reading in final and we got to Premier League ourselves. So for me to watch them go and win Premier League and then for us to get promotion to Premier League, it was absolutely awesome. Knowing that I'd be playing against them in Premier League that following season.
Yeah. And did you? Did you start?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're first game of Wimbledon away. Bruce had gone to Arsenal and he went on to sign Bergkamp, etc. But then Toddy took over with Roy McFarland. We played Wimbledon first game of season away and I'm in team. And I'm thinking, fuck me, I'm in team. But I'm playing centre midfield, which is, I've always wanted to play. And I played there quite a lot before that. So we've gone down Wimbledon and I've set a goal that we've got to beat 3-2. And I thought, it ain't bad, this Premier League stuff. It's not as fucking as bad as I thought. And then we played Newcastle at home, got to beat 3-1. Ginola ripped the ass out of us. And I'm thinking, it's a bit tougher than I fucking thought. So I think I played about 12 games in Premier League.
Yeah.
But then we played Blackburn on Burnden Park. I'm playing against Alan Shearer. I'm playing against fucking Big Colin. I'm playing against lads. I'm playing against fucking great players. And I'm playing against my team. And I'm playing against some of them fucking idiots from Riverside that used to watch me at Blackburn.
Yeah.
Who were here, probably watching the game at Burnden Park. I'm also, my mates are there as well. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to fucking have a good game. I've had a worldie. It's one apiece. I'm going to get a free kick. Out on right wing, I fucking whip it in and fucking stubs your eyes above Colin Henry. Boom. Fucking 2-1. Fucking get in. We beat him 2-1. Fucking get in. And I don't regret it to this day. Black with my team, they just want fucking title.
Yeah.
I was playing one of my 13 games in Premiership against my fucking team that I love. Fantastic.
One of them, you could either have a worldie or an absolute shocker, yeah.
Hit it, yeah. Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it was, yeah, come all the way, yeah.
Goal in Premier League as well, didn't you? You get a goal in Prem.
I think that down at Liverpool, weren't it?
Yeah.
Aye, penalty.
I think that one down at Liverpool.
You remember your English teacher's name, but you're unsure where you scored your goal.
Yeah, it was Liverpool, I think. Did I not score two? No, I scored one, didn't I? No, it was a fucking penalty in Cop, I think, weren't it? Right. Yeah, we got a big 5-2 and he dragged me off, Toddy. He fucking dragged, you know why he dragged me off? Well, we got beat 5-2. We took a penalty. I scored a penalty. Fucking bang, getting brilliant. Then Jamie Redknapp gets ball at the edge of his own box. And me, a little rush of blood, I fucking dived in, didn't I? Bump, bump, bang. Fucking, I think Robbie Fowler scored 4. And so Toddy pulls me off. I'm thinking, I'm having a good game here. And we're doing all right. And because I fucked up and we're getting beat, yeah, fuck knows. I knew that would begin to end. And so I'm coming off and Sammy Lee, who's back at Liverpool now, was going to his fucking old paddle because I played with him at Bolton. He went, you're having a good game, that I can't believe. Why's he took you off? I thought, oh, that'll do for me. And then a couple of weeks later, we played Norwich at home in a League Cup game. And Sasa Churchill played for us. Now, you know Sasa's a character. To play alongside, I mean, Premier League, it was a fucking nightmare because it was like running up a one-way street because that's all he fucking did. He never come back. He just went that fucking way.
Yeah.
And he did. But he was a great player and he'd get it and he'd give it and he'd go and fucking join in and everyone loved him at club. But when he's coming this way, you were like, fuck me. So anyway, penalties. Sasa's got a penalty to put us through, misses it. They scored a penalty. I've got a penalty to keep us in it. Changed my mind, went that side instead of that side. Bringuns got down and made a good save. We've come off on a Tuesday night, went in on Thursday morning. Toddy pulls me in. He went, Paddy, it's got nothing to do with you missing a penalty, son. But I need a centre forward. I want Nathan Blake from Sheffield United. And Howard Kendall wants you to go up there and pull them out of the shit that they're in because at times they're bottom of the league. They've just been taken over by Mike McDonald. And I knew I weren't going to get many games in Premier League. And to be fair, he said to me, we'll pay up. What are you signing on fees? I run 900 quid a week. And I think we're on about 25 or 30 grand, 25 grand signing on fees, something like that. He said, we'll give you 20, 25 grand that we owe you. But will you go and speak to Howard? Well, I thought to myself, if Howard Kendall's manager of Sheffield United, there's something fucking happening here. So I didn't hesitate. So I got in my car, went up to Wakefield. Sat down, Howard walked in with Adrian Heath and Charles Green, the chairman. Hey up, Paddy, how are you? So long time no see. Had a crack and what have you. Fucking hell. We want you to come and help us dig us out shit. We're bottom of the league, championship. I said, not a problem. So I'm thinking to myself, if Howard Kendall's at Sheffield United, he's going to be signing players and these players are going to be good players. So they're going to be on thousands a week. I'm on £900 a week. So I'm only straight in. My first bid's going to be fucking £2,000 a week. So he sat down. He went, right, let's get started. I went like that. He went, I know you're on £900 fucking pound a week. Fuck me, that put me on back foot. I went, how do you know that? He said, because I've been speaking to fucking Toddy. So what do you want? So now I'm thinking, fuck's sake, where do I go from here, right? 2.5 year deal. I went, I'll have £1,200 a week. He went, right. £1,400 a week second year, right. And then £1,600 a week, third season. I went, not a problem, son. And I'm like sinking in my chair thinking I'm selling myself out to you. Those house of fucking thousands. What are I signing on for? And I know you're on 20 fucking £5,000 a year at Bolton. Fucking done me a kipper. I went, oh, fucking £30,000 a season. Right, £90,000 over 3 years. Shake my hand on it. And so I'm thinking, right, before I shake your hand, can I make a phone call? I'm not agents, but can I make a call to Vince O'Keefe? And Vince were working for PFA then, sort of freelancing agent for people. So I got on the phone to Vince. I've gone, oh, by the way, as I'm fucking standing up, by the way, in this hotel, I looked over my shoulder, and Colin Todd sat in the corner with Roy McFarland, Gordon Hargreaves, the chairman.
Put it fucking numbers up.
Blakey.
£900 a week.
Blakey, 25 agents. It must have been like that.
Oh, I'm back, I'm going, lower.
So they were doing there for Blake Neil in the same room?
Fucking same room. Oh, and he had his agents, and I'm like, fuck me, I felt like a schoolboy. Anyway, so I got on phone to Vince, went, Vinny, I'm up in Wakefield with Howard. He wants to sign me. What do you reckon? He, well, what's he fucking saying? Like, I said, well, 12, 14, 16, £90,000 over 2.5 years. And what do you reckon? I'm thinking that he'll know some insides into club and who's on what because he's an agent. He's gone to me, Paddy. I went, yeah. He went, you're just a fucking kid from Darwin, son. Snap his fucking hands off. Fuck's sake, cheers. I've been done all over the place. I've got this. And I went, right, shake me fucking head. He went, shit, you're not going to let me down, are you? I went, no, I promise you won't let you down. He said, right. He said, now fuck off home, get your gear, come back up here tonight, our hotel in Sheffield, and we'll have a drink. So I went home, told Mrs. I said, we're going to Sheffield. She went, I'm not fucking going to Sheffield. Kids were still young, like, yeah. So it was one of them. I sort of looked at going in between, but, you know, so things were a little bit fucking like that. Anyway.
It's mad, by the way, that you're signing for £1,200 in the Championship at the bottom of it, and you're on £900 in the Premier League.
Yeah. Yeah, it's money. But I mean, I think obviously Bolton have just got there. They were signing players like Sasser, you know, and good players. They've been on a few grand and what have you. I think Tomo went on a few grand before they sold him to Villa, to be fair, because they had six.
You think you would have been one at lower earners at Bolton at the time? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But I mean, listen, it didn't bother me. I played in Premier League. That was my dream. I'd achieved it. When I was a kid, all I wanted to do was play in big league, and I'd achieved that. So money weren't that important to me, not that much anyway. But then, you know, when I went to Sheffield and I went back to Sheffield that night, went in hotel with Howard Inchy, and this got me pissed. And I thought, fucking brilliant. And I remember actually something fucking weird.
Just
happened.
Screwing that diet sheet up that you had from.
Oh yeah, it did. That's a true story. It went from fucking that, getting up there with it, and back to out school with Howard, because that's what Howard was.
Which did you prefer?
The crack with Howard were brilliant, the old school. When he took us out and how he did it, the old school. But, and a massive respect for him because he did it that way, didn't he? But with Bruce, he educated us, so I were educated. So it was up to me then, weren't it?
Probably got you them games in the Premier League.
100%, 100%, you know. He made me captain, which I captained them out. 2-0 winning FA Cup. Yeah. Them FA Cup runs, you know, we captain. Then he talked about earlier, saying your dad proud. He told me many years later, when I walked out with Iron Band and at Anfield, many years later, he told me he cried. Yeah, man. He said, when I seen you coming out, I went with Iron Band on at Anfield. He said, I fucking cried, I shed a tear. I went, fucking cheers, Dad. I said, no, shut up, you made me fucking cry. But yeah, and, you know, he used to be very proud, but then, yeah, we did get educated. Went to Sheffield with Howard again, and it'd been a long time since I'd seen him, and it was fantastic.
Paul Beasley, then?
No, Bees are gone now. Yeah, I sort of went in there with some of the old lads from Harry's time. You know, John Gale was still there, Charlie Hartfield, Kevin Gage. Fucking Kevin Gage, by the way. Talking about getting fucking smacked on pitch. I think I might have been playing for Blackburn. It might have been Bolton against Blades up at Blades. And I'm running down left wing, and Kevin Gage pulled his fucking brakes on. And as ball's on the other side of the pitch, and I just pulled his brakes, so I'm thinking, oh, he must have done his hamstring. I got to the side of him and he went, fucking bite right in my fucking ear. Drop me. Fucking hell, what are you doing, you little bastard? Fucking, I, fucking ears ringing. Fucking ears like that. You bastard. So when I signed for him, like, I've gone to him, do you remember when you fucking hit me? You cunt. He said, yeah, we're a fucking bell too, weren't we? Party in Poison. I remember playing on baseball ground for reserves when I was at Blackburn and Arthur Cox, manager of Derby, and Sacco came with us. And same thing happened. I'm playing on left wing. Someone's played ball into me. As ball's coming into me, I've got right back on my shoulder there and he's trying to get in front of the ball. So I fucking done him in his gut and doubled him up. Ran round him, crossed it, we scored. Fucking Alan Sacco were laughing and Arthur Cox were going, yeah, you little fucker. 10 minutes later, so we're on the fucking floor. Ball at the side of the pitch, this right back had fucking dropped me. I jumped up like, shut me, I'd have jumped up and I started running up fucking line after him and Arthur Cox and Sacco's gone, hey, fucking leave you little cunts. What goes around comes around.
It's just totally mad. I mean, this is even before us. That never really happened when we played, did
it? People are getting sparked out on the pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, no chance.
I'm back to all. Yeah. All good intentions, like, yeah, I'll see you in the tunnel. Chest out and all that.
Yeah, no.
You're talking about people hitting people on pitch.
Yeah. Oh, funny. Imagine that. Now imagine fucking Ronaldo running out left wing and someone off ball went bang in his ear.
There you go.
Get sent to fucking jail. But to be fair, the one thing I think about, I don't really get on with Premier League football nowadays. It's not my kettle of fish, and it really isn't. The one thing I do really appreciate about it and agree with is the fact that when you knock a ball into somebody's feet, they can't come through back it anymore. If you're strong enough to look after it, back in them days, if it weren't a bad tackle, but it were a bad tackle, it were free. And referees said to, didn't they? Hey, that's your first one, son, that's your free one, no more next one you need book.
Yeah.
Nowadays, isn't it? Nowadays, it's fucking records. Yeah, you can't do that. For me, it's like you can equate it to going into work and somebody fucking twatting you. Because they want to. You can't do that. You get sacked for it.
Yeah.
So why should you be able to do it as a footballer to try and disgrace somebody?
Janice just only giving you one sugar again, so you're fucking two footer. Just have a free one, can you?
Yeah.
Enjoy your time at Sheffield United.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely, yeah, it was fantastic.
2 years overall?
Two and a half years. I mean, ups and downs, to be fair. I mean, where I left the club, played Aston Villa in fourth round at FA Cup. And it was a live game on Sunday. I don't know if you remember or not, but Dwight York chipped Alan Kelly from a penalty. 1996, whatever it were.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was brilliant. But leading up to the game on Thursday, I always say, so right, lads, what we're going to do, we'll train on Friday, we'll come in Saturday morning, do a bit of light stuff, get yourselves away home, local lads, and you lads from over the other side of the mountain, fucking get in a hotel. That was me, Whitey, Vonky, Sid Cowans from the other side, Lee Sanford. So it comes Saturday morning. I drive over to Worsley to meet Whitey and Bonky. We jump in Whitey's 4x4 and we come over at Tops and it's snowing like fuck. And we're thinking, game could be off here. The game were worth a lot of money to the club at time when they didn't have a lot. Mike McDonald just took over, but the club were in debt. So we go over at Tops, we're driving into Sheffield and snow's about that deep on the side. And we're thinking, this is Saturday, game's Sunday afternoon. And we're thinking it's going to be off. So we get down into the ground. Nobody turns in apart from us lot. So there's about 4 or 5 of us in gym at tennis. Hutchinson didn't turn up. He was in a fucking hotel. He was in a Swallow Hotel in Sheffield, Hutch. And he didn't turn up. I thought he could have walked down, the lazy fucker, but it was snowing, you know what I mean? So anyway, we trained and we went to our hotel. Me, Sid, Whitey. 12:30, hotel. And it's fucking that deep on pavement now. 2 pints of lager. And a pint of Guinness. Bum, bum, bum. 2 pints of lager, pint of Guinness, and a fucking cigar. 5 pints in, cigar gone, food eaten. Whitey's gone, right, I'm going now, lads, I'm going to the room. Right, so me and Sid are sat there, so I've gone to Sid. Let's phone Hutch, tell him game's off. It were off, it were that deep in snow. So we got on phone to Hutch up at Swallow. Hutch, what? What are you doing? Nothing. Come down to our hotel. Snowing like fuck, game's going to be off. Now I'm not coming down, because you know me, Paddy. I'll come down, I'll fucking do something, I'll get found out, because Hutch always got found out. It was only about 18 months earlier, it was in fucking paper with Budweiser mat on his dick hanging outside a pub somewhere, it was that one, when he was Liverpool. So, fuck, he said, nah. Anyway, he come down eventually, and we'd had about 6 pints by now. And it was split level, this hotel. And other side of us, 20 yards across there, there were a young couple just having a bit of something to eat. And then an older couple came in, as such came in and sat just below us. So Zutch has gone, says, "What have you been drinking?" We said, "Well, we've had about 6 pints. Waiter, 6 double vermouths. "And you what?" He says, 6 double vermouths. "Oh, and a pint of lager." So he's lined these 6 fucking doubles up as Zutch.
What's
a fucking like a shot. It's a right strong shot. But it's the fucking doubles. It's something you drink when you're on your fucking holidays, you know, dentist churn out shit. Oh, it's poison. So it's just gone. We're in fucking 45 minutes. These vermouths have gone. He's had his fucking pints, and now I've got 7 pints. And he's getting a bit rowdy, he's such. And
not surprised after 6 vermouths.
He smashed them down. He's flashed the sword. He's gone, right.
The game's not officially off yet.
Oh, no. No, we were surmising it. We decided it. We're fucking off. We're like, the game's off, innit? Me and Sid have gone, yeah, it's off now. Fuck it. So, another cigar and what have you. And fucking, Hutch goes for a piss. Now, it's a ceramic floor, and there's like saloon doors and then toilet. After a couple of minutes, he's gone, and he's been a bit rowdy. So I said to this couple, old couple at the bottom of us, I went, "Listen, I'm sorry about the noise we're making. We should have a game tomorrow, but it's going to be called off." This fellow went, "Don't worry about it. I'm a Sheffield United fan. I can see it's going to be off. Enjoy yourselves." "Oh, not a problem then." Hutch comes through these fucking saloon doors on his knees, 20 yards across floor, comes up with this other couple having a meal in the afternoon. They're finishing the meal, ready to go. He stands up and Hutch has said something to him. "Piss this fella off. Fucking idiot, you. I know who you are. You're a prick. Bum, bum, bum." "Oh, fucking whatever." So he's got to the door, this fella. Hutch has come back with us. He's got a bread bun. He's hit this fella from 25 yards back of his head. Bang. Fucking fella's going to turn around. He went, "I know who you are. I know who you fucking are." So we've gone to Hutch. Fucking taxi, Hutch, fuck off. So we got Hutch away. And this old couple, they saw us having a bit of a giggle and what have you. But we don't know whether Hutch went straight back to Swallow or went out on piss. Because when we met, morning after, we woke up. I remember waking up. We'd done about double figures. I think we got about 11 pints, 12 pints, something like that. And I'm in bed and turned telly on. And then it's Desmond Lynham. "Don't miss FA Cup round 4 this afternoon. Aston Villa versus Sheffield United. They've worked miracles on the pitch from round the ground. There's no snow. And Gordon Cowans will be starting for Sheffield United with a resurgent fucking Howard Kendall as manager and Sid's in fucking bathroom. I've got 6 fucking games on me." Oh, for fuck's sake. He comes out to the fucking bathroom. We go, "Oh my God, what are we going to do? We're fucking pints of fucking water." But to be fair, I mean, you know, we knew Aston Villa, Premier League, playing against good players, we thought, for me, but Sid had been there, experienced, and I'm thinking, you know, we're old enough to get around it. So 12 o'clock tips up, we're all downstairs, we're pre-match, no signs of Hutch. Alarm bells straight away. So he's on phone to him and fucking hell, no signs.
Although, does he think the game's off? Because you've told him it's off.
Well, I don't know, but for all we know, he could be asleep in a snow pile somewhere. You know? Yeah. He went to that piss, but we don't know. So we're thinking, fuck me, we don't want to get caught. So we managed to make a couple of calls and we fucking smuggled him in round back entrance. We've got him into our room. He's fucking gone. There's nothing there. "Are you all right? What?" It's like, you know, I went, right, fucking room. Sorted him out. Sat him down on the table, pre-match. Feeding him fucking sports mixtures and pouring water down his fucking all sorts. So we get to the ground. I was gone, right, boom, boom, boom. Hutch up front. Whitey, Paddy, Sid, middle of the park. Not a problem. 10 minutes into the game, Hutch gets a chance, gets up, heads it. It was a good chance, but it would be a bit unlucky, like. But then he stopped fucking running. He couldn't move. And we're like, "Hutch, just fucking move. Get on fucking move." And Hutch is like, half-time comes. He scored that penalty, Dwight York. Half-time comes. Gaffer's gone. "Hutch, go and get a shower, son. Come and see me tomorrow and tell me why you're playing like you've been on fucking piss yesterday." So straight away, me, Sid and White, looked at each other, we've gone, bit of bother, someone's fucking bubbled us here. I bet it was that fucking in hotel that Hutch hit on back of head with fucking bum. So we finished game, now tell us we say we put a right good performance in, and then on Monday we got him.
You get beat?
Got beat at 1-0, yeah. 1-0. But it was a good performance. I mean, we played really well. And we got it Monday morning, and Hutch has come in changing rooms. He went, Paddy, fucking Gaffy wants us, you, four of us. So we've got into Gaffy's office. And because I've known Howard since I was a kid, I said to the lads, let me do talking. No problem. Fucking hell. So we went in the office, and Howard's gone, right, where were you on Saturday? I said, well, Gaffy, to be fair, we fucking come over the tops through a fucking mountain of snow. We got to ground, we trained, and then we thought game were going to be off. So we got to the hotel and we had a couple of pints. We went, fucking stop, son. He went in his drawer and pulled fucking Bible out, didn't he? Fucking 11 pints fucking lager, 11 pints of Guinness, 11 pints of lager, 2 pints of lager. And what the fuck is vermouth? Fucking what the fuck's vermouth? He's just gone, right. And this is the man. This is the greatness of the man. Right, we were fucking second bottom. I'm not going to fine yous now, but I'm going to wait for a couple of months and we'll see how we progress. So he let us go and we went out and we played the fucking skins off for him. And within 2 or 3 months, we were up here. I think we finished 9th that season from bottom. So round about March, maybe early April, he pulled us in, four of us. He said, right, lads. He said, we've decided what we're doing. He said, we're going to fine you 350 quid a piece. So we've got 1,400 quid in kitty. We're going to go to Norton at top of Sheffield on Wednesday. You lot are fucking paying. How's that sound? I thought, fucking marvellous. Brilliant. Got away with it. We've got a fucking day out on back of it. So right, go and tell all the lads to book their hotels. We're staying up there for the day. So anyway, we get us up to Norton and we're all sat down at top. Again, it's two tiers. It's up there and down here. Dining earlier, boy, and we're all sat at the end, and I was gone. Right, everyone's got to stand up, tell a tale, tell a joke. Everyone's got a cigar outside of them. If you want a cigar, you can have it, as long as you tell a tale and a joke, fucking sorted. So we've had a few beers, all done. We retired at the bar earlier. We have a centre-half called Dougie Hodgson playing for us, big Australian lad, as fucking daft as they come. I mean, when you said put it in Rose Head, he loved putting it out at the ground. Rose Head weren't good enough for him. He was a fucking hammer thrower, but effective. So Dougie's at top boy, and he starts throwing knives and forks at us for crack. We had a few beers, and so we've got beer mats up, and we're fucking bouncing and off. Oh, you big daft cunt, you couldn't hit a fucking buzz house with a banjo at you. Simon Trace is at the side of us, and Trace has gone, this is getting out of hand. I've gone, Trace, it's right, don't worry about it. He said, no, it's getting out of hand. He needs to stop it. So Trace got up and walked towards Dougie. And Dougie's two steps on top of this area where Cutlery is. And Trace has gone like that, put one foot on the first step. And then he's gone, fucking stop it. And Dougie's gone, fuck off, Australian boy, fuck off, boom, boom. He's gone on the second step. Dougie fucking kicked him in his head twice and fucking cleaned him out. Turns out, back in Australia, he was a fucking kickboxer in a fucking dorm, and Dougie, we found out later, he's cleaned Trace out. Bang, bang, fucking dead. Floyd, fucking Trace is not Floyd like that. So, fucking hell, Dougie, so... Gafferty is his commotion. He's gone to me, Paddy, get up here. So I've gone up at fucking room where it's staff are, and he's gone, what's going on? And I said, well, we're having a bit of fun, like, and Dougie went a bit far, but Trace tried to stop it, and Dougie just gave him a belt, like. He said, well, they deserve it. I said, well, it were funny, to be fair. He went, mate, well, get on with it then.
Play on.
Trace, angry as fuck, has come round. He's gone outside for his fucking 9-iron and come in pub with it. He wanted to play golf with Dougie's fucking head with his 9-iron. He was like, I'm going to fucking kill you. To get a grip on him and get him. God, Trace would have lost it. He'd have killed him. Got him out. But yeah, we paid for that. 1,400 quid, right? Good piss up, it was. Fucking Dougie. Oh, fantastic.
By the way, how did we find out, Kendall?
Well, we thought it was the geezer in the boy, the bread bum fella. Yeah, we thought he's gone straight down and gone bum bum. But the old couple that we sat outside of us, it turns out, as we're coming out to the gaffer's office, I've said, by the way, gaffer, I said, how did you find out about it? And he's gone, well, that old couple that we sat outside here, he said, he's a director of the club, son. We've only been there for 3-4 weeks. We'd no fucking idea. I was saying, even a fucking said to us, listen, lads, I'm a director of Sheffield United, we could have carried on fucking better in another pub, couldn't we? You know what I mean? Yeah, done as a kipper, mate.
But you said he was half joining in with a crack and
laughing
at it.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Fuck me. Cheers, mate.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Then you went on loan to Southend.
Yeah.
So what happened in the process of your, because obviously you're captain, FA Cup run, and then you went out on loan?
Well, I think what happened was he signed Nick Henry from Oldham. And Nick Henry were similar to me in a way, but he were a better player than me. He didn't have my ability to drop a shoulder and change direction, but Nicky were a fucking solid lad in middle at Park, and he had Premier League experience, quite a lot of it. He signed Nicky. And straight away I thought, right, possibly it could be me, it could be someone else. We played a live game on a Friday night down at Barnsley. I think we were about 4th or 5th in league at times, so we're doing all right. So we're going down on Friday night and on coach, and Howard's pulled me to front of Buzz. And he's going, listen, Paddy, he said, you've done fucking brilliant for me. He said, you've done really well for me. I really appreciate what you've done, but now you can go.
Right. What, as blunt as that?
Boom. But you can go. Pay up what we owe you, but you've done such a good job for us. I appreciate it, but you can find yourself another club. Fuck me. I was like, a bit gobsmacked really, but when I look back at it, I'd much rather somebody be like that.
Yeah.
Because if some managers, as you lads know, they'll fucking drag your lot place wanting you to put a request in, so you'll relinquish your fucking signing on thing. Yeah. And footballers, that was the biggest bugbear for footballers. You'd never really relinquish your signing on fee. So I've gone to him, right, if that's how it is, Gaffer, not a problem. So I went back into training, but then I got the chance to go down to Southend with Ronnie. We played against Southend early in the season and I had a right good game. Ronnie's gaffer. So Ronnie's gone to us, right, you know, I fancy it, you know, come down and play for us. So I went down. And I used to travel down. I used to get in my car on a Sunday afternoon and drive. And I never knew traffic were that bad on a Sunday night. It was horrendous. It was fucking stupid. But I used to get down there. I'd spend a few nights down there with Ronnie. And then and come back home. Go down, play, come back home. And I did it for the end of season, which was probably down about 2 months, maybe, something like that. But then I remember telling Ronnie a story when we went down with Bolton to Southend about 2 years earlier, something like that. And what had happened, we'd gone down, Bruce had took us down Southend. We stayed in a place called Orsett, and it had a place called Orsett Hall, which was 20 miles outside of Southend. And it was a big old building. And apparently a year's gone by, a bit of royalty stayed up in top, and it was a fucking massive king-size bed. We all draped over and everything. So we stayed in this hotel this night. So Bruce said to all the lads, listen, lads, we'll meet upstairs in Royal Suite later on and we'll have a bit of fun. You know, not boozing, but just meet it all. What it was, it put the two futures at club, it put them together upstairs, which were Alan Stubbs and Jason McAteer. So we give them the Royal Suite to make them feel fucking good. So we went upstairs, and as we went upstairs, we're having crack and what have you. Fucking wardrobes burst open, and Aidan Davison jumps out with this fucking negligee on. Bollock naked, negligee, tight as fuck. And Aidan were a big fucking lad. Running out fucking room, and fucking negligee on. We're fucking pissing ourselves. We're fucking brilliant. Good crack and what have you. So I'm telling Ronnie this story, and Ronnie's gone to me, that was my fucking wife's negligee. What? He said, yeah. He said, my fucking wives. He said, we were staying in fucking hotel until you lot come. We had to move out until you fucking went. So when we come back, we fucking negligee, we ripped to bits on fucking floor. He was fucking Aidy. Aidy's fucking running down like this.
So that happened 12 months before?
That would be, yeah, 12 months before, yeah, because he was staying. And I went down and went, fucking bro. I said, you should have seen it, Ronnie. I said, by the way, she's got good taste, your missus. Brilliant, mate. So, yeah, I went down there for... In fact, again, they offered me the same money, so I was contemplating going down and moving down there. Again, it was getting a little bit back into my career-ish. And then...
How old are you here?
Well, then I'd have been... I'd done my 5 years at Bolton, so that would have been 30. I'd have been around about probably... About 31, something like that, 30, right. 31, I think. And running were brilliant. All we did were train. And you can imagine what sort of training it were because of his time back at Liverpool, might be. Train, golf, local, pub, train, golf, beer. And it was great. I loved it. It was fucking brilliant. The only worst thing about it were the travelling. But that was probably part and parcel. I didn't mind that. And I remember saying to him, I'll sign for you. And he went, brilliant. Last game of the season, we're driving home and I get a phone call off him. He said, Pato. I went, what? He said, I've just been fucking sacked. So he got the bullet. And then the following season, I ended up back at Sheffield United where Nigel Spackman became manager because Howard went to Everton on his third spell and Spackers went manager.
So did you go back thinking it was a clean slate and you might get another chance at a playing?
Not 100% no, because me and Nigel fell out in his first few weeks at fucking club when Howard signed him. I think Howard brought him down in 96, the second season I was there. And we went abroad. We took us abroad. He took us to some fucking weird places. Went to Borneo. 2 weeks in Borneo pre-season. It was 100 degrees. I did pre-season in fucking swimming pool. You know what I mean? It was that fucking hot. So half of us were in swimming pool doing silly head tennis stuff and the other half we were doing little runs, swapping over. But in the middle of nowhere. But anyway, me and Phil Storbuck room together and this particular night we're walking past in hotel going back to our rooms. We had a few beers. He'd let us have a few beers. And the gaffer's door was ajar. And so me and Storbs, well, you don't miss that fucking opportunity, do you? That is an opportunity, isn't it? So me and Storbs were stood there fucking listening. And this is like, they're picking fucking team for the season. And Spackers getting a big say in it. And Spackers is going, yeah, Don Hutchinson, yeah, fucking, yeah. Paddy, not sure about him. Fucking bastard. I'm on my way.
So is Spackman a player at this point?
He brought him as player, coach.
Right.
I think he brought him with mine, because I think I would know somewhere down the line they were going to move on and give Spackman his opportunity. And me and Stibbs have looked at each other and went, it's not right, mate, is it? I'm like, now he's bang out of order. How the fuck can he get in team before me? He's fucking 36. He's got chicken legs, for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? He can't fucking run. And that's what we used to call Spackers, fucking chicken legs. Spackers were all right. He used to come in with his fucking Armani suits on and his Versace suits on and his gear on. And this is where his banter, to be fair. Hey, fucking hell, boys. Fucking what you reckon to this? He's there in his fucking Armani. I'm there in my fucking Greenwoods, you know what I mean? And fucking neck suits. And you think, how do you think about, feel about that? So we're like, fuck off, Spackers. Like, so anyway, we've gone. Right, he's getting it. Me and Stipes. He's fucking getting this. So we go down to reception. He's staying in the room right opposite. We go down to reception. We've gone to the girl in reception. Nigel Spackman, lost my key. Come, skeleton key. Oh, yeah, no problem, sir. Boom, got a skeleton key. Gone back upstairs. Went down the corridor in our room. They were still fucking going at it. Spackman goes to his room about 2 o'clock in the morning. We give him half an hour. Goes into the fucking room. Door opens. Pitch black. Sit bed. We sit bed upside down against wall. He's on one side. I'm on the other side. We fucking smashed him against wall. I'm battering him from this fucking side. Storbs is doing it from the other fucking side. We're fucking... Oh, you could hear... fuck off, leave me alone. Fucking bang, bang. We're doing him proper. Like Bob, fucking bed, let it drop. We ran out back into the room. We were like laughing like school kids in fucking room, like little kids. You fucking got him. We got morning after for breakfast. Fucking Spackers walked in. Fucking ribs. I don't know who it were, but I'll fucking find out. He fucking Starby's there, laughing her bollocks off. And he looked at us and he went, fucking like that, whatever, like. And then he got the fucking job. I've come back and he's got the fucking job, hasn't he? So I've gone, right. And I went into him and said, how fast do you want me to fucking find a club? He went, I don't. Nicky Henry were injured. And he said, I don't. He said, Nick is fucking injured for a while, so you're playing like. And so I played for a while and then got injured again. And he started like pushing me and pushing me out. So one day I got a bit of an injury and I've had some treatment with Dennis. We're up on training ground at Sheffield. The lads were running out on pitch and I was pissed off with him. I thought, how can I piss him off? So I got a 2.5 pound fucking iron weight, put some bandage around it, tied it around my cock and balls, ball naked, went outside and started swinging off a fucking crossbar with a fucking weight coming off my cock and balls. Fucking lads, you win. What are you doing? Fucking hell, mate. I've bonked my fucking...
still fucking stretched, in it?
Fucking hell, mate.
To be honest, mate, I think if you'd gone out just bollock naked and hung off crossbar, it would have been enough.
No, I said to something. Fucking hell, come in here, ain't you, Paddy? I'm finding you a fucking tenner. They find me a tenner to make a point, whatever. Fucking and then he put me back in fucking team. I'm back in fucking team. Fuck me. And then we're playing home against somebody. It might have been Norwich, someone like that. And I don't know if we won or lost. So it gets to fucking half time. And he's fucking dragged me off. And I've gone to him. I'm having a really good game. I went, fucking hell, what are you dragging me off for? I'm having a fucking great game. He went, you're going to fucking bury, son. What do you mean I'm going to bury? He said, you're finished here now. If you want to go to Bury, go to Bury. He said, but they want you. He said, so if you want to go to Bury, fuck off to Bury. And that's how we finished.
At half time?
At half time, he took me off and fucking said, you're going to Bury, son. And I found out later, they had a scout called Cliff, somewhere really sat in stands. He must have got the fucking nod at half time. It's in enough. Yeah, bump, we'll have him. But that's when Stan and Sam were in charge.
Stan Turner.
Stan Turner and Sam Ellis. But so going back 2 fucking years in Magaluf. Honestly, we're Sheffield United, we're Howard, me, Whitey and Vonky, right from leaving Sheffield to 36 hours later, on back of a 36-hour bender. We're walking down the road, on my way home, my shirt undone, my fucking had my jeans on, and I was making fucking headway to the hotel, and I heard this, Gizmo! He's called me Gizmo, by the way, for obvious fucking reasons. To be fair, like, I had loads of film story named after me. Gizmo, fucking Gollum, fucking... yes, precious. And all that, you know what I mean? Yes, precious. Fucking bastards, honestly, weren't they? They were brutal, weren't they? For me, you didn't have a pair of balls, you'd have fucking folded, wouldn't you? So, fucking Gizmo! I've looked across and it's fucking Sam Ellis, Stan Turner, fucking Greengrass, Terry Robinson, and one of the directors. Come and have a fucking cup of coffee with your son. I said, Sam, I'm fucked. I need to get back to my room. We've got a big night again tonight. He went, come here. So I sat down with him. He said, how are you doing? This is Stan Turner. You know Greengrass and you know Fred Smith. So we had a crack light for half an hour. He went, do you want a coffee? I went, oh, I could do one. Thanks, Sam. Bring me a coffee then. I went like that. I went, fucking hell, there was that much coffee and that much fucking whiskey in it. Fucking hell, you know it to me. I need to get back to my fucking room. Got on quite well, to be fair. And so I went, I've got to go see her. So I've gone there. Another fucking under George down. Oi, Skipper. Fucking, it's Howard, isn't it? Howard's there in his bar in Magaluf, like we always used to be. I mean, I think he was there 23, 24 years consecutive, that was. Come and have a fucking drink with me, son. Oh, Gaffer, I'm fucked. Let me sit down. So I sat down outside and he went, yeah, I know you like tea. So and Howard were a connoisseur with cigars, as well as wine, as well as fucking anything, really. Cigar, we went about 10 minutes. And boy, we're full of ex-players and coaches and managers. And he had a massive big ball of punch on the side there. And I've gone to him, Gaffer, I need to fucking go. I'm fucked. He went, on you go, son, not a problem. So,
a ball of punch?
Yes, a big fucking ball of alcoholic punch. And anybody could just go down and go, full of that, like, you know what I mean? It was that fucking big. Oh, it was awesome. And then, so I remember the day after, and he was always down every morning on the fucking dot as fresh as a daisy. And I pulled him one day, I said, Gaffer, I said, how the fuck did you do that all day and come down as fresh as a daisy? He says, son, I'll go home, no matter what state I'm in. and I have a freezing cold bath at night before I go to bed. Pints of water. I wake up morning after, fucking brand new. And I thought, it must take more than that. It must take fucking more than that. He was fucking either a professional fucking drinker or else it was saying truth what he was doing. But he come down every morning,
fresh
fucking fresh today, is he? You're unbelievable.
You tried it? You tried it?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I just used fucking Voltrols, me. Anti-inflammatories, that was my cure. Never had a fucking headache for years. I used to put a Voltrol on my pillow and half a pint of water, Voltrol, anti-inflam, boom, fucking gone. Fucked my stomach up, but I never had a fucking headache. Fucking hey.
Cold showers do the job, like.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, cold, fuck, freezing cold bath, 20 minutes, brand new. But then, apparently, Stan and Howard spoke on that trip, and even though it was like 18 months later or whatever, I ended up at Berry. And I think Stan says in his book that with the deal we sort of done, you know, fucking unbelievable. Over
a bowl of punch.
Over a bowl of punch and 20 pints of lager, yeah.
Was there anybody else in for you?
Not at the time, no, not when I went to Berry. That was Stan and, yeah, met him, went down, agreed the deal. Yeah, fucking hell. I'm just trying to think how it went from there. Oh, that were it. It were my first training session with Stan.
Did you not nearly go to Burnley though before Berry?
Do we have to fucking mention?
That's the last time you're coming in this fucking boozing in Darwin, isn't it?
Fucking hell, you see enough of them on fucking Coronation Street, fucking Emmerdale or whatever it is for me. No, yeah, you're quite right, actually. I forgot about that. Inchy shot off down to Burnley, and Howard went to Everton on his third do. And Inchy just said to me, listen, how do you fancy coming down to Burnley? Now, for everyone who doesn't know, Burnley and Blackburn is as big, it's not, they're not the two biggest towns, but the rivalry is fucking brutal. And I mean, it is. So I got this call. Bear in mind, when I was a kid, I went in Telegraph saying I'd never play for Burnley because I will never play for Burnley. I was 32, 33 year old. Inches took me down. He went, listen, Paddy, he said, I know circumstances, but I'm going to give you same, you know, at Sheffield United, same signing on fee for 2 years. Well, that sent me to 34, so I wanted 12 months off my pension. So I thought, well, I said, right, Inch, I said, I'll fucking do it. I just had my Achilles scraped out end of last season. So I went down with a pot on. I said to Inch, I've had it done before, my other one. I'll be ready first game of the season, 100% I'll be ready. He went, not a problem. So we agreed deal, took a picture of me with Burnley shirt on, thought out of it. Gets home, it's in Telegraph that night, me with Burnley shirt on. I got fucking hammered. Even mates were sending me death threats. What are you doing, you fucking idiot? Can't sign for them. What are you doing? We'll never touch you again. Put some fucking boards upon your windows because they're going through, you cunt. Make sure your letterbox is tied up because we're going to put fucking firebombs through it and all sorts. Getting it all. We're going to fucking burn your house down, you daft twat. I'm like, fuck me, it's only a game of football, lad. You know what I mean? That is what it's like in Burnley and Blackburn. So I've gone, fuck yous, I'm going to have to fucking do it. I'll take it on the chin, whatever. I've got a fucking sign for them. I've got my family. It's my last fucking deal. I'm doing it. So my way of getting the Burnley fans on my side, because I know Burnley fans fucking hated me because I were a local lad, I was just going to get out there in 5 minutes into the game. I was just going to fucking smash somebody and get sent off. And that is the only way I could have got the Burnley fans remotely on my side.
Yeah. So yeah, the plan was...
That was the plan.
To go.
That was the plan, yeah. I thought, that's the only way I can do it. Like, you know. And then I got a phone call from Sheffield United. The deal's fallen through. Inch has gone to fucking Everton with fucking Howard. Barry Kilby doesn't want you. There was no need for me fucking photo to win paper. No one needed to know about it. So it fell through and I've gone to Inch. Cheers, Inch, you cunt. I'm getting death threats and you're with fucking hell, we're giving it big fucking kavanas, like, you know what I mean? So I've gone back, and yeah, so that's when I went back to Sheffield.
So that's worst case scenario for you, really, isn't it? Everybody knowing that you were going to sign for Burnley, yeah. And you never did.
Well, I get it now, you know, whatever I go, it's like that back pass I did for Bolton against all them quarterfinals at FA Cup.
Yeah,
I fucking get it now. Like,
are we giving you that one? Are we giving you a free ticket on that one?
I don't mind it. It's one of them things, isn't it? But yeah, you know, I still get it now. Like, but so he went there, and as I say, I went back to Blades. We Nigel started playing me for a bit, and then that's when Buddy come in, yeah, and I signed for Stan, and we had a practice game my first fucking day there, and it were 11 against 11, working on shape. A bit like Bruce did at Bolton morning afternoon, but it was never like Bruce did because all we did were fucking hit the corners, whereas Bruce were like doing a little bit of this and that. So Dean Carley gets it, he throws it into the middle of pitch, and there's Lenny on one side of me, Nicky Dawes on the other side, and me in the middle. Now, bearing in mind, they had two promotions with Stan, and massive respect. What Stan achieved with no money were fucking unbelievable, and I had massive respect for him. I had massive respect for Sam as well, but I wanted to get it down and play a bit because I'd done my time at Bolton with Bruce, I'd done my time at Howard at Sheffield, and I was that age and I wanted to get down and play a bit. I weren't that way inclined to just go fucking smashing it and chasing it. So I said to Lenny, when it comes to you, get it down, give it to us. Lenny's gone, fucking no chance. If I do that, Gaffer's going to go mad at me. He said, I'm not doing it. I'm fucking hell, Dozy, when it comes down, get no, I fuck. So when it comes down, it's going in corners and we're going. So they were like, you come here if you want, but we're fucking going. So, you know what I mean? So fucking, after about 10 minutes, it comes to me middle at park and I've got my foot on it. I've knocked it sideways and Stan's gone, stop. And I looked over at fucking Sam Ellis and Sam's got his head down like that. And I thought, something's coming here. And Stan went, what are you doing? I said, fucking hell, boss. I said, I've got a fucking neck ache. I need to get it down and play a bit. Like, you know, he went, fucking get it down and play. Get it down and fucking play. Two fucking promotions, son. Get in fucking stands and what shall we fucking do it? He's put me in stands, 32-year-old. I've just signed a 2-year deal. I'm thinking, what have I done? What have I fucking done here? And it made me, he sat me in stands. It made me feel fucking that big. And listen, end of the day, he got his success out of it. And fair dues to him. We didn't see eye to eye, great deal after that, to be fair.
So you had to sit in the stand and watch the lads train?
He sat me in stands and he made me watch them fucking play fucking tennis.
And Warnock come in, didn't he, after?
Yeah, Stan went to Burnley and did a great job at Burnley and then, yeah, Knocker come in. Hey, it was fucking great. I mean, I'd heard stories about Neil from all every different people, you know, about what he does and how he works and his record was fucking brilliant. And I've got massive, massive respect for what he achieved. And he come in first day and he's gone to us. Now then, Paddy, I'm from Sheffield. My family at Blades. They think you're fucking great, lad. I'm thinking, why you fucking play on here, like? And I tell her something. He said, I'll be Sheffield United manager soon. Well, he was like that with Kevin McCabe, weren't he? With Neil. They were from Scarborough days. So Kevin McCabe with Sherman would have you. And I'm thinking, well, and I looked at his record, I thought, fucking great record. That was the nicest thing and the last thing he ever spoke to me. He never fucking spoke after that. Mate, Gaffer, great. And so he didn't play me. He took me to all the fucking country and didn't play me. I'm like, can I get a fucking game somewhere? Or what? Nah, lad. Fucking whoever's playing at the minute, doing all right, aren't they? I don't worry about it, but like, I'm getting more frustrated. I want to fucking play. And the nail in the coffin, we're down at Norwich. He took me all the way down to fucking Norwich and promised me he was going to play me. And again, it's one of them scenarios where, in my opinion, managers take you everywhere to put a request in so you lose your signing on fee. There weren't that much money at club, but I got a decent salary. I would say money, by the way, at Bury as well at Sheffield United. So I've gone to him all the way down to Norwich. You say you're going to play me. You don't even put me on bench. So he did put me on bench. I got changed, but I didn't sit on bench. I sat 30 yards down pitch against advertising boards on my own. I fucking detested the bloke. Detested him. And then this is how I got out of it. Naughty, but I thought, fuck it. I'm going to do it. We had a supporters meeting in club this night. And it was one of the clubs that, to be fair to Neil, it didn't work for him. For whatever reason, it didn't work for him. But we're in club one night and questions are going in. And me and David Lee were at the back. And I popped up front back. Is there any chance you'll ever think about playing football and playing Mark Patterson? And put me fucking head down like that. Who the fucking hell said that? And he fucking clocked me, didn't he? So, like, straight away, I've sort of put him down, if you will. It fucking worked. Got in training the day after, fucking Greengrass pulled me and he went, right, how much do you want? You're fucking going. Neil wants rid of you. So I sat in with Neil, to be fair. I went,
Greengrass.
I think it was 40 grand, something like that, not 80 grand. What were it? It were £800 a week for 12 months. That's what it worked out at. And so that was my settlement. So that was what we wanted. Right, you can fuck off. I don't want you. Go and sit fucking Greengrass and get it signed up and done. So I went in to see Greengrass and he went to me, how much? I said, 40 grand. And he went, I could have said 50 or 60, the fucking signed it away. I said, 40 grand. Right, that's you done then. Gordon didn't leave. Fuck me. And then fucking Warnock, just to get his own back, he sent me down fucking Southend again, didn't he? That's what. He fucking pulled on. Alvin Moyton wants you. Southend. So I've got on the phone to Alvin, agreed everything, put phone down. By the time I got to Southend, he got sacked and fucking Alan Little were fucking in charge. It all changed. But I played down there, were it? Played down there for, I don't know, maybe about 5 or 6 games. And then I got a bit of patella tendonitis. And I came back home, drove back home this one day, and I fell an hour with it then. I was 34. I was fucking sick of it. I got bored of it with Stan and fucking Neil. And I just went, fuck it, I've had enough. So I had patella tendonitis. I went to my specialist, Banksy, at Beaumont in Bolton. He looked at it. I said, can you get me any fucking insurance if a jacket in? Like, he said, well, you've done your mileage. He said, they might have a chance that it's going to heal up in a few months. I said, but I've had enough. He went, right. So he wrote me off. I got me insurance. And that were it. Finished playing pro football.
Job done.
The job done, yeah. Yeah, 19 years.
Good old words. So you're ready, like, ready to finish?
I'd had enough, yeah. I'd had enough. The thing is, I'd never been on a Sunday session with lads in my life because I wasn't allowed to because of football and I got married early. But then me and my missus, we aren't quite split up. But then I went playing on Sundays for lads down at local league. Sunday sessions. Fucking brilliant. Absolutely awesome. Best session I've got in my fucking life. I even got to a point where I did 23 pints in a fucking day. Guns on his train. I went bankrupt. Got fucking divorced. Fucking all sorts went tits up. But that was sort of, from finishing playing for 10 years, I had a proper roller coaster ride. Like, yeah, it were.
You struggle finishing?
No, I didn't struggle finishing. I didn't miss it because I carried on. My intentions were to go and do my A licences and be a coach. And that's what I wanted to do. But then I started playing. After about 6 months, as Banksy said, my patella tendonitis cleared up. So I could get around pitch all right. So we're playing part-time football, semi-pro, what have you. But at the same time, I were doing my badges. And then after about 12 months finishing, when I finished playing football, I said to my missus, the stupidest thing I ever said. As I said, we were like that anyway, but I said to her when I finished playing, I came home that day and I said to her, you're not going to see me for 6 months now because I'm going to out with lads that catch up with my mates from way back in Darwin. So I'm going to go out on piss for the next 6 months. And I said that to her. And I look back on it and I think, fuck me, 6 months became 12 months. 12 months became divorce, you know what I mean? But that Sunday football with lads and the crack and the catching up were fucking awesome. We used to go in Alec, play for Alec on a Sunday down Pleasanton, back to fucking Dogshit City where I started at Blackburn, playing down there, back into Alec, 12:30, bang. Fucking 12:30 Sunday night, fucking bang. Fucking lost everything.
Yeah.
I had a couple of houses, I had a lovely house, lost fucking everything, yeah. And listen, don't get me wrong, I went to a place at one point, a mate of mine called Ashley Reese. He pulled me out shit. He gave me a job and he had like a flat at the top of Darwin. He said, listen, look after the top flat. His shop were underneath. He said, come and work with me. Give me a few bob a week for working with him. Labouring. He used to work a lot over in Cheshire Way, so the big jobs. Give me a few bob and look after the flat for me. Well, I used to come home every night fucking that pissed. I couldn't look after this flat at all, get into the fucking door, to be honest with you. That's how it went, like, you know. We used to get back from like over there at 3:30 and we just used to get fucking pissed. And it went on for a while. And then I remember one night I got home and I woke up one morning. I was pissed. I got in one night and I fucking sat on the edge of the bath. And my dad died at the same time as I finished playing. I was playing golf at Worsley. Long story short, playing also at Worsley, I split with missus, went to my call, I got my phone out, 17 missed calls. My missus on phone, she's gone, your dad's had a heart attack. My dad's working now, we are with my brother in building trade. Wagon driver all his life, but then worked a bit part time, we are with Sean. So I've gone, fucking hell, right. So I've hit the car, mum, straight down the motorway back home. He's in Bolton, hospital in Bolton. So I'm heading towards Bolton, phone goes again. It's my missus. She's gone, my ex missus, Lindsay, she's gone, Mark. I went, what? He's dead. I went, what do you mean he's dead? Your dad's died. So I'm driving that motorway now, I'm fucking tears pouring out my face. People driving past must have been thinking, fucking hell, what's wrong with him? I get to Bolton Hospital and my brother comes out with Sean, he's gone to us. He's fucking gone, Mike. So we had a little bit of a nuggle, Mike. I went in to see him and he's flattened out on the table. A bit peaceful, you know what I mean? So it made it a bit worse. I went a bit worse after that. And I was gambling, started gambling. Not stupid, I didn't have the money to gamble that big, but little bits of gambling, a couple of grand online gambling and what have you. And he got to a stage in 2006 or seven. I'd just come back off my holidays. By now, I'm in debt. And a credit card company just still give me fucking money. And I'm thinking, fuck it, I'll keep going and keep going. Thoughts were invincible. And I'd been out to Spain with my girlfriend at the time. And I would just in Speed Bank, taking some money out at bank, what bits I had in. And then I looked to my right-hand side and it, billboards, ex-Rovers player, fucking bankrupt, Patterson. Fucking billboards in the middle of my hometown. Now, I went bankrupt about 3 weeks before that. Nobody knew it because I went down to courts and did it myself because I was fucked, I was skint. And I'm thinking, fuck me. So I'm looking around me and I felt eyes in the back of my neck and I turn around and there's this hairdressers and I knew some of the girls who worked there and they're like, you know, fucking hell, what's going on? And I've gone like, well, do you want me to fucking do? Like, so I sort of, that was the lowest point after playing. So you get a divorce, you go fucking bankrupt and what have you. But then because of my character, I fucking picked myself up. I remember sat on the side of the bath one night, as I was saying before, and I talked to my dad. I went, fucking hell, dad, it's not fucking good, this, blah, 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 blah. I never got to that point once in my life where I thought of doing anything stupid. I was just down. And I could sympathise with people who are getting to that situation. A lot of footballers get there nowadays, even footballers who have been earning millions. And you've got to have character to get out of it. And I had character. I went working for my mate who pulled me out shit. I went, I set up on my own. I'd done my landscaping. And at the end of the day, you've just got to have that fucking belief and you've got to get out of it. And that's what happened. So I don't regret anything in my career whatsoever. Whatever I've done has been fucking amazing. Good times, bad times come with it. 2021 now, I'm married. I've got two great kids. I've got a great stepdaughter. I've got a lovely wife. I've got a great little business going. My back's fucked, but hey, oh. You know what I mean? So no, it's been a roller coaster, but it's been fucking worth it.
You're happy now, though, yeah?
Absolutely, mate. Ah, yeah, absolutely.
You look back on it with fond memories, everything we've spoke about today.
Oh, great memories. And there's lots there that I've missed out. I mean, there's things you forget. It took my mate Kev, by the way, Kev White. I mean, Kev wrote his own book many years ago, and I got to know Kev through a couple of friends of mine. And I said, we sat down there one day, and he said, why don't you do a book? I'll do it if I have wrote a book. And he gave me his book to read. It's called... I can't remember what it's called now, but it was intriguing. Read it. It was about a lad coming up in Charlie, football stories and stories and other things as well, which were a bit dark. I thought, fucking hell. Anyway, so it took him 6 years to do this book. We've got around it all. There's lots of things in there that we've not talked about today. I've done the book, so I can look back on it a few years. You know, when you sat in a nursing home pissing yourself and someone says to you, hey, that's you, you daffy bastard. Fucking ugly bastard, man.
When is it out?
It's coming out end of this month. It's been published by Vertical Editions, a Sheffield company. They did Paddy's book.
Yeah.
Great lads. And, you know, I've got to say great thanks to Danny Hall and Kevin White for doing it for us. It's been a great experience, it has.
Good luck with it,
yeah,
mate.
Good luck.
Like I say, if it sells, it sells. If it doesn't, I've something to look at when I'm out and fucking cracking.
Quality.
Best of
luck. Thank you very much for coming on, buddy.
Yeah, really enjoyed appreciate that. It.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.